The non-commercials are slowly coming back, starting this weekend with the Metropolitan Opera via satellite HD on the big screen with subtitles, and I'm not going to try for the Italian title. It's Puccini's The Girl of the Golden West at the Murdoch Theater in the 20th Century Club building at 536 North Broadway, noon Saturday and 1:30 p.m. Sunday. And since nothing new opened last Friday, I get to review The Fighter, which was justifiably recommended to me by friends. I had dodged The Fighter partly because I don't care a lot for boxing, because it's the only sport the principal purpose of which is to inflict physical damage on the opponent, and partly because boxing movies almost invariably end with a big bout in which the underdog proves something or other about testosterone and ego. The Fighter, to an extent, avoids both these complaints, though not completely. The theme is not so much boxing as it is family, with Mark Wahlberg enthralled to a family such as I felt no need to respect, headed by Melissa Leo as a sort of a stage mother who we are supposed to see as motivated to some extent by love. But love in this picture is not what you usually get in American movies. Even Amy Adams, as the romantic heroine, plays a bar girl who at one point tells Wahlberg, "That's not the deal we made," and marches off without further discussion. And in fact, nobody except maybe Wahlberg ever offers to sacrifice anything for anybody else. No kind of love is ever shown interfering with anybody's personal interest, and in Wahlberg's family, once it becomes clear that older brother Christian Bale is too uncontrolled to deliver the good life, the job is assigned to younger brother Wahlberg, whether he wants it or not. Parasites all, as far as I could see, and the movie makers imply no comment on that. Since the movie is about welterweights, the only big money is through the championship, and The Fighter can hardly avoid the big bout at the end. But the emphasis is on Wahlberg's dilemma. Since only his big brother Christian Bale knows how to train him to win, so he can't break that tie, even if he's willing to dump the rest of his blood-sucking brood. Even Adams has no advice on how to avoid that. If these characters are not particularly likable, they are vividly portrayed, especially the main three, Bale, Leo, and Adams, who continues to spread her range. I saw her recently as a very effective villain in Cruel Intentions 2, and while this time she is not a villain, she is a tough little cookie, fully a match for the Wahlberg family and not a stooge for love on any terms but her own. The boxing sequences are brutal, the pace of the whole movie is fast, the dialogue sharp and economical, The Fighter delivers what sports movie enthusiasts probably want, and doesn't make great heroes of its athletes. In fact, considering that he is practically a god to the people in the street as well as the people in prison, and considering what kind of a person Bale plays, I would not regard The Fighter as a pro-boxing movie at all, or a pro-boxing fan movie either. I might mention that The Fighter is credited as being based on a true story. This has nothing to do with the quality of the movie, but I would like to wonder what any human endeavor can be based on but human experience, which is a rewording for a true story. I am as weary of this phrase as I am of appropriate audiences in the permission to show line. But The Fighter impresses as a credible point of view about real life. That's all we can ask for, and it's good enough. Jim Erickson. Over and out.